want to continue a little bit with what I said last week, but just continue the thought. Chazal said that matzah is lechem arni. Lechem arni is lechem she'ein lo gedvorim harbe. So Rashi says on that Gemara that garmin melo b'sa halol, garmin melo b'sa agoda. So it's interesting to point out that Rashi puts halol before hagoda, whereas in the order of the way we say it, it's first hagoda and then halol. So it's interesting that Rashi should seem to stress the halol part, as it were, before the hagoda part. So I saw this aura in the Sefer Zev Yitrov on the Tillim, on the capital of Halel. He says that he spoke about this in his Sefer Zev Yitrov in Shavuos. He points out we know we have a klal in all of which the Gemara develops in Kedushin, that Gadol Mitzvah Ba'Oisa it's greater to do mitzvahs based on the fact that there's a command. That's greater than a person who does it not based on a command. So there's multiple explanations why that's so. The Ramchal explains in Das Tunis, we say in the Yenu, in the Halo, in the Haggadah, that you look at one of the things I've seen, I will know someone who's a Torah, the Yenu. So he says, what is this special, unique thing that we received by Har Sinai, other than the Torah, that we could just say, just coming to Har Sinai, that itself is something which requires us to say thanks. What did we get there? So he says, brings this Gemara Kedushin, Gadol Mitzvah Ba'Oisa, Mimeinu Mitzvah Ba'Oisa. So he says, imagine the following. We picture that a person who's mitzvah ba'oisa is doing it because he's commanded. And mitzvah ba'oisa is doing it because his expression of his love and his care and his desire to serve Hashem. So that's a tremendous statement. That's true. So a kohen and Yisrael walk into the Beis HaMikdash, and the kohen does the avodah because he's mitzvah to do the avodah. Yisrael says, I'm not mitzvah, but I'll do it anyway because I love Hashem. So his avodah is a kasher avodah, and his avodah is possible. Why is it possible? Because the kohen is imbued with the spiritual wherewithal that when he does these ma'asim in the Beis HaMikdash, they accomplish the goal they're supposed to accomplish. Whereas the Yisrael is not imbued with that spiritual wherewithal. When he does it, it's a beautiful expression of his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's it. But it doesn't do what a korban is supposed to do. And the korban is possible. Not only that, he has an avera in that situation. But you see this concept that it's not enough to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be, the person has to be imbued with the spiritual elements which make the mitzvah effective what it's supposed to accomplish on the Bria. Kleisel was given that by Har Sinai. So when Kleisel does a mitzvah, the mitzvah is not a physical mitzvah just limited to this world. It's a celestial mitzvah which affects all of the olamos. When somebody who is, let's say, umas arlam, they don't have that. They do a mitzvah and expresses love for Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. The way we were saying last week, maybe we could say it differently. We pointed out that Kleistel, of their own, on their own volition, according to one opinion in the Gemara Pesachim, said Halel on their own. Because it's not possible that Kleistel should be Makkel the Korban Pesach without saying Halel. Must be Kleistel composed Halel in Mitzrayim on their own without being told by Moshe Rabbeinu. And the first thing they said was Halel Avdei Hashem. They recognize that they have purpose in life. The purpose in life is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person recognizes that he has a purpose in life and he undertakes that responsibility, he's fulfilling the purpose of his life, of the world, of Klal Yisrael, of the destiny of the Bria. A person who perceives that he's an enemy of Tzibah B'Oisah, he's not mechuyav to do it, he does it anyway, it's a tremendous statement of love in his part, but love is not all what it's about. So let's imagine the following. We have a relationship between a husband and a wife, and so the husband says, I'm going to tell you 5 times that I love you, because that's the rule, I have to say I love you. That's obviously not going to work. That would not be a very, very deep relationship. I love you because that's the rule. Right? So it's a foundation which is just built on love. He's not mitzvah on love. He can't do love because he's mitzvah. He can't do that. It doesn't work. The whole idea is love is the feeling that the person of his own gives somebody else. But if there isn't a framework, there isn't a commitment, love alone doesn't do it. You need the yira. You need the commitment which is there. When a person only does it because of the love, at some point in time, it's going to become lacking, potentially. A person understands that this is, he's undertaken a new reality where there's he is something beyond himself. He's not only about himself. He understands he has a new reality of life. That's the mitzvah b'oisa. I don't live for myself anymore. I live because of, for my master. Yes, I love him very much, and I give to him because I want to. But deep down, if that's all it is, means it's about me and what I like. It's not about you and what you like. It's about that you now have been moved into a new reality where you are responsible for a wife and for a family. You have to relook who you are, what your role is. It's not about you anymore. Klai understood it's not about them. That Klai Yisrael has moved into a role to play in the Bria. So, Hallel, what is Hallel? So Rabbi Hoberman in his Sefer suggests that there are two mitzvahs which you cannot do because of the mitzvah voice. He says, Ava Hashem, and Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, right, it has to be an expression of the desire to know a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is an element of Avas Hashem. Hallel is, in his suggestion, is the expression of Avas Hashem, which is, so that's the aim of that part, you need to, the aim of a voice, that's what he suggests. But what I want to suggest is, the way we said last week, the goal is to come to this point that the Klal Yisrael on their own volition was able to say Hallel Avdei Hashem. So Rashi says the whole Haggadah is to get to that point of Hallel Avdei Hashem. So why is that expressed in Lechem Arni? So I share with you a thought I heard once from Rabbi Einstetter in Cleveland. He was saying over morale. The morale says, they said, yeah, lechem arni, the matzah is lechem arni. We have to understand exactly what does it mean. What way is it lechem arni? Lechem of an ani. So the Ibn Ezra says it's pshat, that you know that they would feed it to them as they fed it to slaves. Ibn Ezra spent the period of his life as a slave in India. And he says they used to feed a matzah because matzah was cheaper and it filled you up more. So that was the thing they would give to very poor people. He says, Morel says, you don't find any Makor in the Chazal that that's the understanding. So he says a fascinating thing. So we want to look at a symbol of freedom. Who's more free in a certain sense? An Ani or an Asher? So he says an Ani is more free because an Ani is not bound to anything outside of himself. And freedom is when you're not bound to something beyond you. So the usher has all of his nechasim. He's bound to something beyond himself. And the ani just has his being. And Eved is one who's bound to his master. Freedom is that you're no longer bound to something outside of yourself. So ani is a much better symbol, he says, of freedom than usher. So lechem ani is just matzah. There's nothing else in it. There's just the bare bones of what matzah is. It's flour and water. That once you add something else, you're adding on an outside elements. You're making them totally something beyond themselves, beyond what you really are. That's already not freedom anymore. That's not chayrus. Continues, he says that that's the color of white represents that. That's why the kangaroo wears big day lovan. So Rabbi Einstetter express the question, we're Avdei Hashem? Or somebody asked the question, I think. We're Vayter bound to something outside of herself. He said, that's a mistake. That's not something which is not what we are. The point of an Oni is, he is what he is. He's not bound to something outside of which he shouldn't be bound to. what he should be bound to, that's him. Klal Yisrael came to the Hakara that the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not something which is outside of them. It's not something which is it's extrinsic to their being. This is something which is intrinsic to who they are. The binding which we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is our metzius. That's not something outside which is being grafted upon us. Paro's rulership is something outside of us being grafted onto our being. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us is who we are supposed to be. That's freedom to be what you are. That's Kairos. The purpose of all of the Haggadah is to get to that moment that we can, from our own volition, scream out, Halu Avdei Hashem. Four-fifths of Klal Yisrael did not make it. They couldn't get to that point. They perceived that the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe they were ready to serve him. They weren't the Rishoyim. They perceive that we're exchanging one master for another master. A very cruel master for a very benevolent master. But it's an exchange. It's not who we are. It's not what we're about. It's not how we define ourselves. So Hashem says, Lechem Oini, when you want, is that Haggadah that we say, is the point where you really tap what the Lechem Oni is. We realize that this is not something outside of our being. This is us. This is our bare bones. This is the flour and the water. Klal Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu is flour and water. It's not something outside. So it's Medavka that we understand that it's not just an expression of love. Love is the vehicle for us to come to recognize the Hakar Satoy we have to Kadosh Baruch Hu is a vehicle to recognize that we have a whole new raison d'etre, a purpose of life. Why the Russian put us here? What our role is? So we say, Hallo, Ha'isa Yehuda l'Kadoshoy. Yehuda becomes his Kadosh. We're the Mikdash, carrying Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're the Mishkan, carrying the Brashim Shechina to the Bria. That's what we are. Rahai says that the halal which you say the night of the Haggadah is not a chiyuv. In the paragraph which you say, we say that paragraph. We say a phrase over there, Lemi. So I told you that Rabbi Yerucham says, that's an interesting phrase. He said, because that's the paragraph before. The fikach, the next paragraph starts with the fikach, therefore we are bound to to the one who did all these things for us, etc. So what he says, what do you mean, Rabbi Yochum says, what do you mean lemi? Say lemalkim, say the Radish Eloilim, Lashem Elokeinu, some name of Hashem, to the one. Says, because you said about Karas HaTov, the Ruchim says, he said, you don't make Cheshbonos. We spoke about this the week before Purim. The natural instinct of the person, the Rosh Hashanah made the nature of us that we have a Karas HaTov. When somebody gives us, we want to give back. Yeah. I don't say, well, if it's this person, yeah, but to whoever it is, the one, Rabbi Ruchim says, to whoever that one be. And then we say, and we say hal. The hal has to be that expression which came out of that hafilim hakaras ha'tov, which we've developed throughout the stages of the Haggadah, related that recognizing how much the Rosh has blessed us, how much he's given us, and come to recognize that we owe him so much, we realize we must give back to him, and then we say hal. And we say halal, we can make a mistake, we're saying halal just because of a karas ha'tov, and that's where it stops. So I want to give back. So that's love, that's care, that's concern. I want to give back. So again, but there's two players, and I get to decide that I want to give. And it's not about redefining who I am. So Beis Hillel says, don't stop in the first capital, say the second capital. The second capital is about Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's not the point. The second capital says, Yehuda l'zokotshoi. Yisrael became the place where Barashim's dominion is being shown. A Moshe, it's a very interesting point. The Gaon says, what's the difference between a Melech and a Moshe? A Melech is something, a person which the nation chooses, and a Moshe is somebody who runs by his own, he's a dictator. He decides what to do. He's Moshe on everybody else. Yisrael became Am Shel Esav. The guy says, "Kila Hashem Hamulchom Moshel Bagoyim." By the Umos Olam, he's a Moshel, and Klaiso, we chose him. He's a Melech. Here we say Yehuda, Yisrael is a Mamshel Yisov. The Yisrael also is a Mamshel. It's a different type of Mamshel. It's a Mamshel which we chose. But once we chose it, what we chose to be is to be that he should be our Moshel. A Melech, you could depose. A Moshel, you recognize he's the boss. But what we're saying is not just that he's the boss, which that's a madrega. But that's what it's all about. That is who we are. That is, I think, the point we want to get to. Halakha continues. It's the kapitel Lalonu Hashem Lalonu. It's not about us. It should be covered to your name. Why does the Gemara say where you are? And the Roshim is Bashamoyim, Kalashar Chavetz, so he's there. And they make these Atzebeim, Kesav Zom, they have a pad, they don't speak, etc., etc. Then it says, Apostle, Kumahem Yuasehem, Kalashar Patech Behem. Is it a curse? We're cursing them. They should be like them. Come on, Yosayim. Or is it the same in effect? Come on, Yosayim. Kolosher b'dehep lehem. So, in what way are they going to be like them? They're going to be like them. That they're pelham aliyah the bearer. Naim aliyah liyiru. Because naim aliyah yishmaaf aliyah liyirichu. Yitechem aliyah mishun. Raglayim aliyah lechu liyagub jurnam. So, all of the people which trust in the atzebeim are going to have a pad which doesn't speak, eyes which don't see, ears which don't hear. So what are we saying? Is that true? How is that so? So Rebbe says, we live in a Bria which screams a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We live in a Bria which screams purpose. It doesn't make sense that the world was created without purpose. Any person with any semblance of logic will understand that. Understand that there's a purpose means that there's going to be a rule book, the rules that you have to follow, that you make a difference. A person who believes in this, his eyes don't see, his ears don't hear, he doesn't smell, he's totally missing the world. Like he's walking through the world and he doesn't get it. Kol shebatech b'hem. So what is Bitochen? Yisrael b'tach b'Hashem, Ezra b'maganam hu, Pesach b'Aaron, Yirei Hashem b'itchu b'Hashem. Okay. And then you say that the contrast of that Klaisel is b'Teach, and the Barashim is an Ezer for us, a Mogen for us, Barashim Shem Mivorech us, we mentioned Yisrael, Beis Aaron, and Yirei Hashem, Shem Mivorech, the Beis Yisrael, the Beis Aroyim, the Yivarach Yir Hashem, Bereshon Shi Yosef Elech Amleichem, Bruchem Atem Hashem, Hashemayim Hashemayim Hashem Oros and Sanlev Neodom. What does that pasuk mean? We talk about the Bereshon blessing us. I said, Bishmayim Bolz Kosh Baruch, this is us. Lo Amesim Mehal Lo Kobol Yer Kadei Duma. Benatun the Barakah. What's the Hemshech? What is we talking? So, Yaakov asked for a story, right? I think I said the story recently. Mayor Ayadushkin, yeah, you remember the story? The person came from Russia to tell us. Came the old man came to the yeshiva, right? Bitochid is the state of being when a person is totally relaxed. He's confident. He's batuach. He feels secure. It's a state of feeling secure. David the Melech talks about later on, he says, talks about that the Baruch Hashem is going to take care of me, Tigmo Alai Imi. I once heard from one of the Chavarim that he has a problem. He said that there's only three options of how a person can live in this world. There's only three options. Three options are a person could be the equivalent of a fair is a horse. Horses don't think. They go through life, doing their thing, not really thinking about what's going on. That's one way to deal with life. The second option is Meshuggah. If you think about what life is, it's very scary. It's very scary. The third option is a Bateya. So, either we don't think about the reality of the world around us, so we go very, 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 very batuach. You start thinking, you realize that it's totally not safe. If we believe that we're the master of our own destiny, we have no control over our destiny. Rav Olber writes the fascinating thing. He says at the beginning of the section, Chelav Beis, what we're talking. He says we go through life feeling pretty safe. He says, what comes and puts the bitter gall into our reality? We start realizing Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one. We're not running the show. We're not driving the car. So I'm going along down this road, feeling very good because, you know, I'm driving my car, etc. All of a sudden, I realize I don't have my hands on the wheel, and the car is going on its own. It's the scariest moment of our life. If I see a Kadosh Baruch Hu holding the wheel, I'm okay. I go through life and I don't have control. So a person gets older, you start realizing, you know, any moment, anything can happen to anybody. So what control do I have over my life? So Pashat, the person would really think about it and really absorb that fact, he got out of his mind. Or he becomes a Pateach. You know, the brush runs the world. There's only three options, he says. Don't think. Think and go crazy. Or recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. Three options. A child in his mother's arms is not worried. It's patuach. That's what patachin means. That you know that you're in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms. It's not that I trust Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're in his hands. Your metzias in his hands. So these people who believe, then Kesev is the Sima Kesev is of Masi Yadei Odom Pele Havayud Aberu and Aymel Hamelot Yeru. They can't see. They're not seeing, because they would see. If they're Batech Behem, they feel confident. It means they're not seeing, because you cannot go through this world and not see. If you're not seeing, you feel comfortable because you're not thinking. So Kleisel starts to think. They have to recognize him as the Ezer, and he's the Mogen. He's totally protecting us. But what's the purpose of that? It's not that therefore the person should protect us, because we should have a good life. Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Oretz, and Sanli, Bnei Adam, means the person gave us a responsibility to do something with this world. The Russian is there taking care of us because he gave us responsibility. That's what it's about. If we stop with, wow, Rosh was Mavarech, and everything is wonderful, and so wonderful, Lo Amesim Yehalaluka. There's many religions that, you know, they were these morbid religions that the main purpose was that people should die and go to meet their gods. That's not what we live for. Lo Amesim Yehalaluka, but like Hirdei Duma. Here in this world, the Baruch Hashem, here in the Aretz, not in the Shemayim, in the Aretz, the Baruch Hashem gave us a responsibility. He gave us a role. He gave us a goal. He gave us a purpose. But we feel patuach, because we recognize His presence at every moment of our lives, every aspect of our lives. We see His presence everywhere. I told you over from the Altar of Kelim, he says that Avraham Avinu was the Amud HaChesed. He was so aware of other people, he's taking care of them constantly, and he's also the Rosh Aminim. He's the first one to say Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because when you're looking at yourself, you don't see Kadosh Baruch Hu or anybody else either. When you're looking outwards, you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It screams at you. The Rosh Hashanah's presence screams at us. But Avraham Avinu didn't say that the purpose of singing was, wow, it's a wonderful world. God is nice. Avraham Avinu understood that there's an expectation. He has to carry Kadosh Baruch Hu's name to the Bria. The Baruch Hashem is a meitiv, means that's what I'm supposed to do too. Avraham Avinu wasn't a nice person. Avraham Avinu understood that this is what the purpose of the Baruch Hashem put human beings on this world is, to be meitivim. It's a responsibility. He saw it with a clarity, because he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu with a clarity. These people who are over the Baruch Hashem, they don't see, they don't hear, they don't smell, they don't move, they don't do nothing. We see, we hear, we smell, we move, and we understand the Rosh Hashanah is there. He's here. So what does that mean? That there's a purpose. Halu Avdei Hashem. That there has to be a purpose. Yisrael, l'kadshei. Yisrael, mam shel Yisav. The Rosh Hashanah is a moishel for us. He's demanding. He's expecting. So Rashi says, Lechem Oini, when you wonder what are you, what is your being, not something that's extrinsic to you, not the extra fluff and the yeast and the salt and the honey, just the etzem maus of Klal Yisrael is Avdei Hashem. Lechem Oini, Shernel, Zagrashi, Shagarmel, Lavazahal, the first thing you need to do is say this halo. And you also say Haggadah, because Haggadah is the vehicle to get you to this point that you recognize this. Klal Yisrael goes to the 10 Makkos. Mitzrayim is getting punished. Christ is learning a lesson also. The Bereshit knows. The Bereshit sees. The Bereshit cares. The Bereshit has dominion. The Bereshit is in control. And you can't. This world is not Hefker. This world belongs to a master. That's what the Haggadah is screaming at us. The world belongs to a master. Paro said, "Mi Hashem." We say that. What are we? We serve Hashem. Halu Avdei Hashem. All the way at the end of Hallel, we say Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem, Baruch Lechem Ibeis Hashem, Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem. What does that mean? The person comes B'Shem Hashem. What does it mean he comes B'Shem Hashem? We said multiple times we talk about Hashem of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shame is the way that we recognize somebody. That's how you call him. Ibn Ezra says the word shame is from the root of the word sham. There he is. There it is. I don't have to describe it. It's obvious. There he is. Say the name. You know exactly who I'm referring to. Shame is the way to point. Sham. There he is. We don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not obvious. He's not running around being Megal himself. Every shame of Kadosh Baruch Hu is the way that Russia made himself visible in this world. The Rosh Hashanah made himself visible through his chasadim. So that's one way they recognize it. There he is. The Rosh Hashanah has a hanhaga of din. We see him through din. There he is. That's his name. That's another way to see him. The person who's bar b'shem Hashem means he's taken a responsibility to say, there is Hashem. Yerucham says, the first bracha, Tosis in Sefer Bracha is Asakash. We know that Kol Bracha, we paskan like the Mandam and the Gemara, that any bracha that doesn't have Shema Malchus is not a valid bracha. He says, I got a major problem. Shmonesrei, there's no Malchus. Every bracha is smucha l'chaber. So the first bracha is bracha to Hashem Elokeinu. Doesn't say Melokei Olam. It says Velokei Abiseinu. Never says Melokei Olam. So how you yotz Shmonesrei with it? The first bracha is not kosher, and the rest of the brachas are done. So it says Tutarutim. It says could be by brachas about kosher. There's no need for Melokei Olam. Kol bracha she'ni doesn't Hashem Malchus applies to brachas Hashemah, not the brachas of Bakash. So it says no. Second teretz, you need Taka Malchus. Elokei Avraham is Malchus, because Avraham was the one who made the Rosh Hashanah's presence visible in the whole Bria. So there it is, that's Malchus. Avraham Avinu he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu so clearly. He understood that the Rosh Hashanah is demanding of him. He has responsibility. And he carried it with such a greatness and such a strength that any person who saw him saw Melech HaOlam, that the Baruch Hashem is the Melech. When you looked at Avraham, you saw Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we start our Shemoneh Esrei. We start Shemoneh Esrei, which is an Avodah Shebelev. We come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come to submit our being to our Creator. I mentioned to you, let's finish trying before the say this full thought, and maybe we'll finish with that because it's getting late. So tefillah is about a shabalev. Gabaldik. Ah, Baruch Hashem, tefillah is about a shabalev. So the Rebbeinu Yona and Shari Avoda describes, because I'll say tefillah is a mokar kabonis. Rebbeinu Yona and Shari Avoda goes through by Riches the kabonis a person had when he brought a korban. Person pictures how much he wants to give himself over to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he has tremendous love to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and if he possibly could give his whole being over to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he'd be mocking himself with it, but he can't do that, that's usur. So he takes an animal, which is life, it's living, it's dear to him, he's an animal lover, he understands the value of animal life, and he says, I'm going to take this and give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he feels at that moment that he's giving life to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's almost giving over his whole being to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how dear the animal is to him. And he describes that what the kavanas you have when you bring an oila, the kavanas you have when you bring a chatos. We don't have a basic mikdash. Well, later we don't have a basic mikdash. We're terrible. We wrap one with someone. We don't have a basic mikdash anymore. We can't bring kavanas anymore. So Chazal said, no problem. Avodah Shebelev, tefillah is a mamakim with kavanas. Great. So you come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say, listen, Rosham, you know, I'm ready, Mamash, I'm ready here to serve. I'm giving my helping over to you. I like a little das, some money. How about some health? Excuse me? You're here to serve. You're here to give over your whole being to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mamash, you know, so what you come up with a laundry list. It sounds more like, you know, a spoiled kid than service. How is that service? So Shiva revised the Kozman Zichli Racha said, that's not how you say Shemoneh Esrei. You say Shemoneh Esrei and you say, Baruch Hashem, I'm smart, I'm not smart. I'm nothing. I'm totally yours. Everything I have belongs to you. Even my mind is yours. You give das. You're the Kohen Adas. I have to ask it from you, because I don't have it myself. The Kayach of a human being to do tshuva, I should come to you. Even that belongs to you. I deal with my issues in life. Re'evonenu, do you have the power? I don't have the power. I'm nothing. I have a zero. I totally belong to you. There's no part of my being which is not yours. You start your Shemoneh Esrei with the words of Elokei Avraham. Elokei Avraham, there was a human being who got to that madrega. He had the clarity that when you looked at him, you saw Melech Olam. You saw that there's a Bari Olam, there's a master to the world. That's what Elokei Avraham is to us. He had no other part of his being other than belonging to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't about him. wasn't because he was a nice guy. He did chesed because that's what the Bereshit does. And therefore that means that that's what he's supposed to do too. And so that is what it means to be part of this world. That's the Lechem Oni. The Kleisel understands that being Eved Hashem is not something which is outside of our being. That's the integral, intrinsic part of our being. How do Avdei Hashem? Kleisel was able to reach the Madrega of their own, understand that what they are is Avdei Hashem. That's their Metzius. Four-fifths didn't get it. They were nice people. They wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there was two players. They decide to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, no, not interested. You don't decide to serve me. And Eved doesn't have a decision. You serve because that's what you are. The avoider of the night of Pesach is understand the word of Bnei Avraham, who understood that there's no other option. Avram Avdi. Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter. And Bereshit is going to come and say his hesped on Moshe Rabbeinu. He comes to Yeshua. And he says, Moshe Avdi Mace. That's the only title Bereshit gives him. That's Bereshit's hesped on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was never about himself. It was about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael on their own, without Moshe Rabbeinu, on their own, came, said the Hallel. And the first words out of their mouth that they're free is Hallel Avdei Hashem. That is the plea of Zakrashi. Lechem Oini, Shernel of Dorim Harbe, Gurmel of Sahalo. You start with Avdei Hashem, you end with Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem. It's not about you. It's not about how happy you are, how your life is so much better, and how much Baruch Hashem has blessed you. And that's all it has attempts to get to the next step. That we're Avdei Hashem. We're Yehuda L'Kodshei. Yisom Am Shalei Sov. How are you suddenly the Adam? Because there's responsibility. Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem. That's Hurl Hashem Kitoiv Kilom Chasod. The Bereshit created us to be His. That's the Kitoiv. That's the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That He gave us a purpose, a role, a destiny, a mission, a reality. And we cannot deny that. That's who we are. And when Kleisel recognized that, the Bereshit took that in Mitzrayim.